Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Max Herz here with you on this Wednesday morning. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in the great Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. Teresa, what's going on? How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I'm just a little ticked. I went to bed about 12:08, and the NBA sent out the schedule for the full first round for the Grizzlies and Timberwolves at like 12:16. Now I got to figure out and rearrange my. I got to add an extra day to my hotel reservation because, you know, game two will be Tuesday night. I've been kind of hoping for Monday night, but oh well.
Isn't it par for the course that they just wait until you're asleep to let those things come out there like that?
Exactly, but I'll say this. No offense to the NHL, but I do love the NBA may be the best at getting out the first game. So you know at least when the new series is starting and the postseason is starting.
Yeah.
You guys can attest to this. How many times have we over the years been waiting for the NHL to let us know when the Predators would start a series? It's like, you know, we're waiting. So I will say this. I do love how the NBA gets things out there quickly.
Teresa, speaking of the Grizzlies, we were talking about this yesterday just in terms of the interest level here in Nashville. Obviously, they've had some playoff success before with Mike Conley and, you know, Gasol and Zebo, all these different guys. But this kind of feels to me like a chance where they got a legitimate chance to compete for an NBA championship, maybe for the first time. Number one, do you agree with that? And number two, how bought in do you think Nashville is to this Memphis team? How bought in should they be as they begin their playoff run?
I don't think they're bought in yet, but if they start watching and if the Grizzlies go as deep as I think they might have a chance to, then I think they'll start paying attention. The only time that they've gone as far as the Western Finals was 2013, and let's just say that back then, that's when the local paper of record started using my, in fact, Lionel Hollins, the coach at the time, asked me, he goes, how much is local paper up in Nashville using of our games? And I said, well, they started out using like 2 to 3 inches. Well, by the time they got to the Western Finals, let's just put it this way, I was atop the section five. So nowadays, Twitter's even easier. I'll just say, if they can do what I think they can, I think people will be paying attention. But this is such a fun team to watch. Guys, this series is going to pit the top scoring teams in the regular season in this first round between Minnesota and Memphis. And, you know, the difference between these Grizzlies and the last Grizzlies, the Grit and Grind Grizzlies, Ja Morant. I mean, they've got a budding superstar that they didn't have in the last go-round. And he's a guy that, you know, makes it kind of must-see TV. And I think that's the thing that people will want to check out because, guys, I mean, he's either dunking over 7-footers, throwing down lobs. I mean, Saturday night he's back in the game for the first time after a couple weeks with a sore right knee, and all he does is go up to, you know, block a shot at the backboard and knocks it into the, you know, 10th row. These guys are fun to watch.
No, they are. They are a blast for sure, and it's going to be really interesting to see, you know, just how much momentum that gets here and how much people want to get into it. I feel like especially if they get to like a series against the Warriors, I feel like that's going to, a lot of eyeballs from Nashville are going to be on that, but I guess we'll see. Of course, we also know, Teresa, another team with hopes of a postseason run. The Predators got the 2 points last night, have been sort of up and down. That's a big 2 points. They're in position. But what do you think of the way they're playing right now, and how do you feel about them if they do get into the postseason, having a chance to do damage?
Well, Joe, I mean, it's almost like they were scoring so very well, led by Roman Josi throughout the month of March, and I don't know, it almost feels like maybe at times they're pressing a little bit too hard. In my memory, the 2-on-1 that they had in Pittsburgh, the 3-on-1 in overtime, and they just couldn't get the puck to go. Shoot, how many shots did they take last night? And they finally get a lucky bounce on Johansson's shot in overtime. I, like everyone else, thought initially that, you know, he had gotten it over to Ekholm for the tap-in, and then you look at the overhead shot, and it's like, wait, no, that was Johansson's shot. So it was just a little strange to to see how that went. But, you know, here's the thing. They need to take advantage of this homestand. I am at a point where I need to see them get into the postseason. I thought that that was not going to be a problem, but now I'm back to thinking, prove to me you can get in. You know, when you're struggling, you know, the Sharks provided a strong reminder last night. You know, just because you're eliminated or you're not in the position to make the playoffs doesn't mean these guys are giving up. I mean, you know, the NHL, any pro sport, these guys are playing for pride, and they're not going to let you have things. You've got to go out there and take it. And, you know, last night, man, I saw your tweet about it felt like one of those sneaky dole nights where they might lose. And absolutely, that's what I thought until, you know, UC Saros makes those incredible saves in overtime to keep them in the game. Those were the goals that I thought were about to you know, turn them into losers. So, and the schedule doesn't get easier. I mean, Edmonton on Thursday night, you know, you got Chicago on Saturday, the Blues on Sunday. The schedule, being at home, to have the chance to help put themselves into the postseason. But Joe, they get in, Robbie. I don't know what they do in the postseason because they're going to have to show me, okay? At this point, I'm expecting them to be out in the first round if they make it because, you know, I'm going to have to see them prove to me that they can get past the first round, something they haven't done since 2018.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Teresa, I'm going to ask you a very, very difficult question that we talked about yesterday on the show, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Best athlete right now, best player in the state of Tennessee professionally, Ja Morant, Roman Josi, Derrick Henry. How'd you go about answering that question?
That is really good because Ja Morant, he raised his scoring for about 8.4 points from a year ago. You know, he's averaging 27-point-something points that, you know, if he had played Sunday or one extra game this season, he'd be among the NBA leaders. Derrick Henry, you got to go off of recency. He missed the 9 of the last 10 games that he played. Roman Josi is having a season for the ages among defensemen. So at the moment, I might go Josi. That said, you know, Ja Morant's going to be on the court Saturday and have a chance to, you know, kind of go back and forth and argue for that himself. But right now, Josi is just having a season that, you know, if he gets a few more points, gets to 100, you know, a defenseman hasn't done that in the NHL since 91-92. That is something. So I might lean toward Josi just at the moment. But if Ja Morant can lead these Grizzlies, this very young Grizzlies team, deep into this postseason, he's going to put his stake down as well.
I think that's where we landed, right? We
landed.
It's
very close.
It's a really good debate. Because I still even think with Derrick Henry, you know, he was hurt, but I mean, he's still. You could argue, and again, you have to always go if healthy with him now until he, you know, comes back next season and proves it week after week. But I still think you could make the case he's a top 10 NFL player. And is Josi a top 10 NHL player? Is Morant a top 10 NBA player? Morant may be. I don't know. It's a good one. On the Titans, Teresa, we're finally mercifully getting closer to the draft. 2 weeks from tomorrow? Oh, thank goodness. A lot of mock drafts in between now and then. Have you changed at all on where you think they should be focusing while understanding they're going to go with their board? But we've talked some, you know, about the whole quarterback idea. Is this an opportunity to grab one of those guys, you know, later in the first round and be your next QB? Like, how are you leaning with them?
I'm not leaning quarterback in this draft just because I don't see that many good ones to – you know, do you get a quarterback to say you got a quarterback? Just so, you know, this team doesn't have the draft picks to waste on a position that can't be, you know, providing help and assistance and depth this year. No, my stack is wide receiver, tight end, offensive line. Those are the top three positions in need. And honestly, if they, you know, if they got one of each of those and just kept going back to that area, wouldn't mind it that much. I mean, you know, the defense is in pretty good shape thanks to what, you know, John Robinson did all last year. I know there'll be probably a cornerback, a linebacker taken in the draft, but get an offensive line. They need some depth there, and they need somebody who can come in and compete and push to start, if not this year, next year. And let's be honest, just because they, you know, traded for Robert Woods and signed Austin Hooper at tight end, do we really think that they're that strong at those positions yet. They still need more depth.
Teresa Walker from the Associated Press, our guest here on Robbie and Rexro. Teresa, great stuff as always. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you both.
Teresa Walker.
Thanks, Teresa.
She knows it all. She does it all. The Grizzlies, the Preds, the Titans, whatever you want. Teresa Walker has you covered.
I mean, really, probably the best person to ask that question. I'm glad you asked her that because no one – yeah, there's no one in the state who covers the Grizzlies, Preds, and Titans to that extent. So – and she came back to Yossi too. But that is – but I hadn't thought about it in those terms. Derrick Henry, if he is a top 10 NFL player, is Yossi?
Yes.
He's a top 10 NHL player?
Yes.
Okay, that's a quick answer, yes.
If you're the best defenseman in the league.
Well, I know, but some people would say, yeah, but here's all these forwards and here's some goalies for you.
I think he's top 10 in still, points right now as a defenseman.
He still probably gets in there, though. He still gets in there.
I also don't
think. Is John Morant?
I think there's a low number of goalies in the top 10 right now, too.
That's a good point. There's a couple. Yeah. What about Derrick Henry? All right, I'm sorry. What about John Morant? Is he a top 10 NBA player?
I think he's close.
It's very close. Yeah. I mean, he's like second team All NBA, sir, I'd say for sure. Yeah, that's good. But yeah, I think Yossi by a puck.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Preds fans, join us for Smashville Live tonight at 6 on 102.5 The Game. Max Herz hosting tonight. What a champion Max Herz has been.
He's everywhere
all week long. Smash for Live airs on Wednesdays during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m. And tonight's guests are defenseman Jeremy Lozon and goalie David Rittich coming up at 6:30. I promise you, you're not going to want to miss that one. You can watch the show via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Be sure to join us for Smashville Live every Wednesday here during the Preds season, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.